We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A second night of protest turns violent in Minneapolis and spreads to cities across the country. Some officials in New York want a dog walker cuffed for calling cops on a black man for no reason.
Elected officials call for the arrest of the white woman who called cops on a black bird watcher in Central Park.
How dare you? People are dying!
I'm Marla Diamond.
Albany is working on an eviction freeze that goes into the heat of summer, next summer.
Lawmakers virtually return to Albany, looking to pass dozens of coronavirus-related bills. I'm Steve Burns.
Manhunt over for a UConn student wanted in two murders.
The Hagerstown police chief told CBS News and confirmed that the suspect turned himself in.
Also ahead, why Times Square went dark last night for a New York minute. A Long Island invention that will keep your distance at the beach, and a look at how offices are going touchless. Also on this Thursday morning on WCBS News Radio 880, we're going to hear from Brad.
Major League Baseball players will propose a longer season and no more pay cuts. This is Brad Heller.
And Joe Connolly has numbers that show just how huge the New York economy is. Governor Cuomo will have something to say about that as well.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. It's Thursday morning. It's the 28th of May. And let's start with this from CBS.
CBS News Update. Protests turned violent in Minneapolis during the second night of demonstrations over the death of a black man during an attempted arrest. Police say the owner of a pawn shop shot a looter to death. Others rampaged through a Target store. Police spokesman John Elder.
If people are there, truly there, to honor the memory of the decedent and the family, this isn't how you do it.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry.
George Floyd deserves justice. His family deserves justice. The black community deserves justice.
Floyd died after he was handcuffed on the ground, the knee of a white officer on his neck as he gasped for breath. The protests have spread to Los Angeles, where Jaime Carter was among hundreds who burned a flag outside police headquarters.
I'm tired of seeing people who look like me murdered for no reason. It's not new. It's been going on since day one.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A comment very similar to what Eric Garner's mother on Staten Island said, that the death of George Floyd is making her relive her pain all over again from 6 years ago. As she told NBC4, this is not just a news story. This is everyday life. Protests also spread last night to Memphis. And in Minneapolis, the mayor, Jacob Fry, has requested the help of the National Guard to deal with the protesters. A dog walker who finds herself in the social doghouse for using race to intimidate someone could find herself in handcuffs if some city officials get their way. And live to update Amy Cooper's bad decision and possibly worse future, Marla Diamond is here. Marla, she already lost her job and had to surrender her dog. What does she face now?
Well, she could face arrest. Amy Cooper is facing the wrath of elected officials and an investigation by the city's Commission on Human Rights. Standing at the spot where the confrontation between Cooper and birdwatcher Chris Cooper occurred Monday morning, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former NYPD officer, says she broke the law.
Those responding police officers should have looked at that tape and immediately arrested Amy Cooper.
For filing a false report, he says. NYPD First Deputy Commissioner Benjamin Tucker said no charges would be filed. In an interview on Pix 11 Tuesday, he added, We have bigger fish to fry. City Public Advocate Jumani Williams fired back.
There is no bigger fish to fry than the institution of racism and bigotry that is pervasive in every damn institution across this city, state, and this country.
The NYPD now says it's in touch with the Manhattan District Attorney and will see where the evidence takes them. Wayne?
Marta Diamond, thank you. Stock futures right now are indicating another higher open on Wall Street. Joe Connolly is here now, and Joe, you have some new insight into our local economy.
The New York area economy is so huge that one out of every 12 restaurants or bars in the United States, one out of 12, are here in the New York area. 13% of the country's arts and entertainment industries here, and at least 8% of all doctor's offices in America are here. The Wall Street Journal says, as we move into the reopening phase now, the city's comeback will depend on improvisation, as you're talking about today with the office changes, and also depend on new ways to make people feel safe being around each other again. Wayne?
Thank you, Joe Connolly. Well, if this virus does not abate, a lot of people will suffer both physically and financially. And to that end, New York State is poised to pass a bill that will make people sleep easier if this goes through. Let's go to Steve Burns now, live with some of the plans that are being talked about in Albany, including holding off evictions for a very long time. Steve.
Right, Wayne, good morning. As of now, New York's ban on evictions is set to expire in mid-June. It's mid-August for tenants who can demonstrate financial hardship. But lawmakers in Albany want to take it a step further and extend the moratorium for the duration of New York's state of emergency. There was also a debate around rent relief. There appears to be consensus around a bill that gives vouchers to landlords on behalf of tenants in the most dire of financial straits. Some progressives say that's not nearly enough, but leaders in the Senate and Assembly blocked a more expansive bill after it became clear Governor Cuomo would not support it. One thing everyone does seem to agree on, an anti-price gouging bill that's sponsored by State Senator Brad Hoyleman.
It will ban price gouging against hospitals, healthcare providers, and state and local governments. It'll allow the Attorney General to fine violators up to $25,000 per occurrence.
Though both chambers are controlled by Democrats, Republicans have a few ideas of their own, a lot of them centered around limiting the power of the governor. One outlaws a statewide state of emergency, only limiting them to individual counties. Another forces the governor to go to the legislature to renew a state of emergency every 15 days. Wayne?
And for the people who were in Times Square last night, we know the crowds are a lot less than they used to be, but they must have done a double take when all of a sudden everything went dark. We'll tell you about that next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now in the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead, and it's a bit of a damp and soggy start, Craig Allen.
It is, as it has been the last several days around here, but then the afternoon brightens up. Not today, though. This one's going to be different. It's a very foggy start, especially near the coast again. The lowest visibilities are closer to the ocean. But this time we also have a lot of clouds above the low deck of clouds and fog. And they are producing a couple of showers and sprinkles around the area. One or two showers have been briefly heavy moving through parts of the region. So it's already starting with the showers and high 70 to 75. A few showers around tonight too. Lows within a few degrees of 60. And Friday, not only a shower, but possibly even a thunderstorm. The chance increases later Friday into Friday night. High tomorrow, 74 to 78. The weekend, a slow start, but gradual clearing Saturday afternoon, high 75 to 80. Right now for the city, it's 66. Humidity, though, 93% with a light southerly breeze.
It's Craig Allen of the Weather Center, WCBS. Thank you, Craig. Breaking news overnight on the 23-year-old UConn senior who led police on a multi-state chase over 6 days. They caught him last night at a pilot service center off I-81. On the scene, CBS reporter Julia Bocano.
Law enforcement confirmed that University of Connecticut student Peter Manfredonia was taken into custody at a truck stop in Hagerstown, Maryland. It's a trucking stop about 90 minutes outside the Washington, D.C. area.
Connecticut State Police say he killed a 62-year-old man who got in the way of his criminal plans and then killed a high school classmate in Derby on Sunday, kidnapped the man's girlfriend and drove to Knowlton, New Jersey, where he abandoned her car and at a truck stop off Route 80, then Ubered into East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, walked the train tracks, armed and dangerous, disappeared until last night. Police say a gun found near the scene of the arrest may have been used in one of the killings. This is the big relief being felt now by the state police in Connecticut, Trooper Christina Geltema.
There was no violence. None of our law enforcement partners were injured, nor was Manfredonia.
Times Square's billboards went dark last night for 1 minute to make one statement that without financial assistance, Broadway and businesses, including nonprofits, will fail.
Insurance companies and the federal government need to do the right thing.
That was Whoopi Goldberg, who appeared in a video message after the dark billboards came back to life. This pandemic is the mother of invention. Sophia Hall, our Long Island reporter, on a guy with a keep-your-distance beach blanket invention.
The stay-away blanket is designed for beachgoers. There is a place for two beach chairs in the middle. Then the rest of the blanket is 6 feet long, telling others, this is how far you should be away from me. Here is the creator of the blanket, Mark Land.
The name Stay Away, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of a cute name, you know, telling everyone, like, please stay away. You know, you're trying to maintain the social distancing.
Land of Long Beach tells me the blankets are selling for $65 a piece, and so far he has sold more than 300 blankets. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Hey, Brad Heller, you're going to be covering beach blanket bingo if this sports drought doesn't end.
Seriously, Wayne, the way these negotiations are going with Major League Baseball and the players, we might be looking at a lot of beaches with towels and no baseball. The Players Association is working on its economic counterproposal. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer, part of the union's executive committee, said in a tweet that after discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no reason to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut. Scherzer's salary for 2020, the second highest for any pitcher, at just under $36 million, so he'd take one of the biggest hits based on the league's suggestion of a sliding scale for salaries. Now, not only do the players refuse to take another pay cut, they also want more games to boost those prorated salaries from 82 games up to around 100 for the regular season. The owners look at it the other way. More games in empty stadiums mean they lose more money. There's also concern that if the season goes longer, a second wave of the virus could wipe out the playoffs, which is when the owners would cash in with national TV money. This counterproposal from the union could be done by the end of the week, and Commissioner Rob Manfred may have to step in at some point because the word compromise doesn't look like it's coming up anytime soon. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
I guess the players feel they hold the power. Thank you, Brad. You know we're downloadable. If you can't catch us live, listen to the Morning News Roundup wherever you get your podcasts. Three things to know now. Governor Cuomo says he is going to meet again with President Trump next week after walking away seemingly frustrated after an Oval Office meeting yesterday.
State governments do things like fund schools and fund hospitals. Do you really want to cut schools now? Do you really want to cut hospitals now? After what we've just gone through, when we're talking about a possible second wave, when we're talking about a fall with possible more cases, do you really think we should starve state governments and cut hospitals? Would that be smart? Do you really want to cut local governments right now? That's cutting police, that's cutting fire. Is now the time to savage essential services?
New York's governor clearly fired up, says Congress should get over the red state, blue state politics because this is the United States, he says, and when one state needs help, the country pitches in. It's what we've always done.
When Los Angeles had earthquakes, we helped. When the Midwest had the Red River floods, we helped. When Florida had Hurricane Andrew, we helped. When Texas had floods, we helped.
Cuomo makes the point there can be no national recovery until New York, with the most COVID deaths, gets help. The second thing, New Jersey is ahead of schedule in COVID testing. And Governor Murphy says as more people get tested, the state is seeing a massive drop in positive rates, another key metric in reopening the economy. Third thing, Murphy says, it made sense for the Turnpike Authority to approve a 36% toll hike on the Turnpike in September and a 27% hike on the Parkway because it is responsible.
Not kicking the can down the road.
And needed. Widening certain stretches will cut down on traffic jams, he says, and pollution. Projects include widening the Parkway exit 98 in Wall and 163 in Paramus and the Newark Bay Bridge Turnpike extension. Well, America's office spaces are about to change. Don't want to touch door handles, elevators? No problem. Breaking it down for us. Haniel Lin, the CEO of Castle Systems, the building security company. Haniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're great. Although I tell you what, it's been a long time since I've been in my office because I'm one of those who is still out there a social distancing as many are, but when the return to offices happens, you've broken it down into several different shifts, and I find this actually kind of fascinating. Shift one, everything is touchless. Everything?
Yeah, so if you get into a building, you start noticing that you're touching a lot of things, from doors to counters to elevators, maybe even to bathrooms, and you're going to have to think differently about what you can touch. So there are a lot of capabilities and technologies now that allow you to do a lot of this wirelessly, so you can open doors, turn dials, elevators, all that, without touching anything. So it gives you a more healthy and safe way to get into the building.
So it's like Maxwell Smart. The door's open for you.
Yeah, a little bit like that, I guess.
And then what happens in shift two of the office reopening?
Yeah, shift two, we call it screening in and screening out. So you'll have daily screenings of employees or visitors or vendors. So you might have a lobby that starts looking a lot more like an airport. You got screening stations or testing stations and screening queues and check-in lines and all that, self-check kiosks.
How soon do you see all this happening?
As soon, you know, so everybody is talking about getting back to work, and we have talked to a lot of our clients about doing actually quite immediately.
Daniel, thank you for the update. It's going to be a brave new world for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Thanks for having me today.
Daniel Lin, CEO of Castle Systems.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.